Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news update where I'm going to be talking about Disney writing off $1.5 billion of content last month, and they're going to be doing some even more this month. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Okay, so over the weekend, we found out some new information on the kind of the impairment charge that Disney did last month. So in case you aren't familiar, back at the early part of last month, Disney revealed during its quarterly financial result that it was going to be removing some content from its streaming services, but aiming between $1.5 and $1.8 billion. And this was all part of the plan to kind of get the streaming division out of debt, and also just to start cutting back on the amount of content they have, focusing on quality rather than quantity, which is kind of what they've been doing before when they were trying to chase Netflix subscribers. Then obviously everything changed, and you know, Wall Street now wants money rather than subscribers, and things had to change. So we then had a whole host of content leave Disney Plus and on Hulu and on Star Plus in Latin America. There was about 100 different titles, things like Willow, The Mysterious Benedict Society, Big Shot. You also had films like the one and only Ivan, the Magic Camp. You had some Hulu stuff like Pistol and Everything's Trash, and a few other things got removed, all on May the 26th, which obviously annoyed a lot of subscribers. And we now know Disney has put in a SEC filing confirming that they have written off $1.5 billion worth of content on May the 26th. Now, the only reason we knew what content was going to be removed was because a French streaming site, Canal Plus, has to kind of legally has to put on the removal date for content. So we started noticing through lots of reports coming through from France of certain titles, and then kind of you could get into Canal Plus and you could check it yourself and see all these titles were moving. And yeah, it was all a little bit messy in terms of how it was handled, because Disney just basically wouldn't really confirm or deny what was going on. They said the list wasn't finalized, but they never informed subscribers of these removals in advance. And unfortunately, we're going to be getting some more, because in that same SEC filing, it revealed that we're going to be seeing at least another $400 million worth of content being removed by the end of this quarter, which is the end of this month. So I suspect we are going to see some more content removed. We don't yet know what's going to be removed. We don't know when it's going to be removed. It could just disappear, because I have a feeling that they might not let the same thing happen with Canal Plus happen again. They might do something a little bit different with that one. I don't know. They might advise us in advance, try and get ahead of it. But it's about $400 million worth of content. So this is maybe about just under a third of what we saw in the sort of the cull of last month. So what's going to be in that one there? We honestly don't know. But I think we can all have some educated guesses of what's going to be coming in it. I think anything that's been cancelled is probably high risk. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if we lost Doogie Kamaloa MD or National Treasure Edge of History. Those ones might be a bit more expensive to make because they're drama series. There might be some documentaries and stuff, but kind of looking at the list of content that's available, there's not a huge amount left. I also wouldn't be at all surprised if we lost some more of the Latin American shows. Apparently they have worked out a way of kind of leasing them onto somebody else, because while they take the impairment charge and it comes off the debt, they can still then lease it out to other streamers or other platforms and kind of do some dodgy bookkeeping or something or other, and they can sort it out. But unfortunately, these titles can never come back to Disney Plus, maybe for about 10 years if they ever come back. That's the key thing to worry about. So we are going to see some more removals. I wouldn't be at all surprised if, just going on, we are going to see more removals in general. If something gets cancelled or something doesn't perform well, I think it's up for the chopping block at all times. I think there's just going to be something they're going to do with this one. So yeah, there are going to be some more removals. Obviously, keep up with what's on DisneyPlus.com. And once I know about it, I will be sharing with it and, you know, doing videos and like articles and stuff. But at the minute, we don't know what's going to be leaving. But just be aware that if you have got something in your watch list that's an original, and maybe you've been putting it off or you haven't finished off the series, you might want to get on and finish it. I know I'm going to be planning on trying to finish off the last few episodes of Big Sky, because that was one show that was recently cancelled. Maybe Alaska Daily might be one. I've watched a few episodes, but these kind of shows that have been cancelled are probably the highest risk ones. I also wouldn't be at all surprised if we see more of the Hulu originals dropped ahead of what they're going to be doing with Hulu in the United States. But Also, there's also something a little bit other interesting in this SEC filing, because Disney's also revealed that it's going to be kind of ending some licensing deals that it has for its streaming service. So, again, Disney does lease a lot of different content. Here in the UK, they lease like a lot of like UK shows and films, so we might see them going. They've already had a little bit of a purge last year. That could happen. They also license in some other shows for Disney Plus and Hulu. There's a lot more on Hulu that's licensed than on Disney Plus, so I would not be at all surprised if we really start seeing a drastic cut in the amount of content that's available on Hulu ahead of them bringing that into Disney Plus as kind of an add-on before eventually just merging it in together. And there's a lot of licensed content there, and if they can get out of some contracts and stop paying them, I think that's going to be very likely. We're really seeing a big shift. Again, we don't know how much stuff is going to be leaving. Hopefully, generally, Hulu's a lot better in telling us in advance, but even they didn't inform us of some of the other releases and stuff as far in advance. So yeah, it's all very messy. It is not good at all that all this content is being removed. It's not good for the creators. It's not good for the people that are in the shows. And it's also not good for us, the fans. And it just kind of just, it just feels awful to see all this content just kind of being pushed away. You know, they've been promoting this stuff, but in some way they haven't been promoting some of this original stuff, churning out just so much stuff. Obviously, a lot of this stuff has been liked and been watched, but not in big enough numbers to really kind of make a big difference. So I think a lot of the stuff that's very popular or has been a big success for Disney Plus will stay. I don't think we're going to be losing anything like Marvel or Star Wars shows or anything like that. But yeah, just anything that just hasn't really been a big hit is very much on the chopping block. So make sure you watch it. Well, anyway, guys, thank you very much for watching. Make sure you go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys in another video. Laters.